He came into the city with the people greeting him, waving palms and reverence. When he left the city, he was bruised, bloodied, and buried, iron nails forced through his hands. I couldn't believe that the people who killed him were the people we healed when we were sent out to preach. It was wrong to believe that things were gonna be different. Even men on a mission are struck down in the streets. It's not a happy ending, but at least I'm not pretending. Now the best years are behind us, I know when it's time to yield. While the others speak of visions, I don't think that he is risen. I am tired and grief-stricken, I don't know what else to feel unless I see the holes in his hands. And suddenly the man himself is standing there in glowing health. He says, peace be with me. He offers up his open wounds and welcomes me to feel them too, says Thomas, just believe. And everything I ever doubted dissipated when my Savior came and rescued me. He said, you see me and believe me, but blessed are those who have not seen and still believe. Here's the story that doesn't get old. He rose from the dead just to bring me home. When I start to doubt, he gives a hand to hold. And in his hand I can still feel the holes. It doesn't get old. He rose from the dead just to bring me home. When I start to doubt, he gives a hand to hold.
Conquered death for me, conquered death, the whole.